Thanks for listening to the Friday Live Extra from NET Radio, a weekly podcast featuring arts and humanities in Nebraska, and an online-only feature we produce in conjunction with our weekly radio show, Friday Live. I'm Genevieve Randall. This week on our podcast, I'm joined by Peter Eklund, who is professor of music, co-chair of the Voice Choral Area, and director of choral activities at the UNL Glencorf School of Music. He's here today to talk about an event, however, the Midwest Cup Show Choir Invitational, what it is and who is participating. So, Pete, welcome to the Friday Live Extra.
It's great to be here. Thank you so much for the invitation.
This takes place January 12th at the Lead Center for Performing Arts. Starts early in the morning and continues on through the evening. And it's a competition, right?
It is a full-blown competition.
So how do people participate in it? How are the musicians selected for this competition?
Well, they are all choreographed choirs. And this is our 17th edition of it. We started doing it in Pershing. While it was fine and it had a lot of benefits, we just felt everything was better to get it onto our own campus into the Lead Center. And they've been great hosts. There's a network. And I think all directors somehow subscribe to this network and you get a calendar of events and all of the offerings for the whole competition season, which for the most part started last weekend. Choirs will send in registration and they will then hopefully free up their calendars. And every event, every one of these venues is different, sometimes slightly different rules, but they then will start arriving pretty early, as you said, on Saturday morning, and we'll have morning competition. We'll have, and as you go, the choirs probably get from larger schools, more renowned, past winners, and we'll announce the winners at the end of the afternoon, and then in the evening, the top six scoring groups will be in finals.
Wow, and I see that the public can go.
Well, yes, but this is a good problem, I think. But this event has been sold out at least a month in advance for about the last 10 years.
Well, that says something.
Well, it is good news. But, you know, at the same time, we have to field these inquiries. How do I get tickets? Well, unlike a lot of places, we will not oversell.
Now, are some of your choral students involved?
They are the official hosts. We have our own university ensemble that is also a choreographed choir. It's called Big Red Singers. And they are the hosts, and they will greet the buses. They'll show students to their homerooms, walk them through the warm-up rooms. But it's just a fun day. And the warm-up room for this event is Kimball Recital Hall, which is its own great space. And I do remember standing there during the day, and some kid, and I won't say the small high school that he attended.
All right.
But he walks in and goes, "Where's the audience?" And I said, "This is the warm-up room." And he goes, "Warm-up room?" And I said, "Well, the place you perform is bigger." Bigger? How could it be bigger than this?
Everything was more amazing than the last thing.
So it's fun in a lot of regards.
Now, who judges the performances?
We have five judges being brought in tomorrow evening from South Dakota, Minnesota, Iowa, Oklahoma, and Indiana.
Oh, my.
And they are all really knowledgeable in the field and experts, so that, you know, I think it's fair to say this is awfully early in the competition season, so that they not only are in, charged with rating and ranking, but also written comments, recorded comments, so that these directors and students can return to their classrooms next week and fix things, adjust things, adapt, and get better the next time they do it.
Yeah, it always seems like a competition, or really any kind of performance where you get feedback of some kind, is not only a goal to work towards, but then another chance to adjust or improve.
And it is just such a great set of facilities. I judge quite a few of these events around the country, from this year from Orlando to I can't remember where else. And it really is, in terms of sound, standing on stage and just being wowed by the view from standing on stage. It's hard to beat the Lead Center. But it's also fun because then they leave the Lead Center and they go into the new Lead Commons with that beautiful walls of glass that looks out onto the arts campus. So the poor clinician that's trying to work with the students has to compete with that beautiful view behind them. But it's great getting all these high school kids onto the arts campus.
Now, Pete, I have to ask, have you seen the Pitch Perfect movies? And is this competition anything similar to that? Or what's your opinion about
honestly,
that?
Honestly, I have not.
Okay.
But I have heard that these events aren't anything really like the ones that have to be adjusted for that type of, for movies and mass media like that. I mean, these are just common, great high school kids from all over the Midwest coming.
Now, with show choirs and choreographing, what kind of music are they singing? Do show choirs sing in a specific genre, or what's the repertoire like that they're performing?
That is a fun aspect of all of this, because obviously groups and the directors get to choose their own repertoire. There's nothing required. But you see anything from classical music. Not too long ago, there was a show built on the storyline of Carmen. We've seen more shows, and we're talking a show is a 12 to 15 minutes, based on a theme. One school two years ago did theirs on a short montage of the Titanic. But they did not use any music from the musical Titanic or from the movie Titanic, just other music. Another one was all built around The Wizard of Oz, but you never heard a note of The Wizard of Oz until the reprise, where you heard a little snippet of Somewhere Over the Rainbow, and that was it. Everything else was
creative.
But at the same time, some groups do classical music, some do pop music. There are some great Broadway musicals out there. So it's something different every time a group takes the stage.
So finally, there's a grand championship awarded at the end of the evening. What does that mean for that choir?
I think there are people that never thought this kind of a new use of the stage would take off. But as a person who also lived in the instrumental world, as a brass player, it's kind of an indoor version of Drum Corps International, but for the vocal side. So you see props, you see sets, you see risers, you see brass players, instrumentalists, costume changes. And I think it's going to do nothing except keep growing and evolving. I've teased a lot of people. I think we're in another choral renaissance. It's slightly different. But I think just being able to get on stage and realize that you shared the stage with, just because they're from another school, they're still your friends often. And to go home and just realize that you just did your best for that day and you're rewarded. So it's just a trophy. And sometimes we talk about trophies in our music education classes, and they don't always have to be a certain number of inches tall, because sometimes the trophy is, I did my best.
Now, again, that Midwest Cup Show Choir Invitational is January 12th. That's a Saturday at the Lead Center, coming right up. The morning session gets started right away at 8:35 a.m. and the evening session starting at 1:20 p.m. Peter Eklund has been my guest from the Glencorf School of Music to talk about this show choir competition. Thanks, and it sounds like we should wish everybody a really fun day.
Great, yes, absolutely. I do think there are some tickets left for the AM session, but the PM session has been sold out. But it's a great event, and again, it's so wonderful to have all these kids into our School of Music and university performing spaces.
Well, thank you again for stopping by.
Thank you.
The Friday Live Extra is a weekly podcast from NET Radio. Production help from Dave Hughes. Our theme music is by Alexios Anest. You can learn more about people and groups involved in arts and humanities in Nebraska by listening to Friday Live, broadcast statewide each week on NET Radio, streaming audio and video online at netnebraska.org, and also available as a podcast. I'm Genevieve Randall.